President Obama's visit to China this week is the first time the Chinese people have had a chance to get a close look at the American president. In many parts of the world, Mr. Obama's arrival has been greeted with rock star receptions. The Chinese have been more subdued, even a little wary. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
One of President Obama's main messages on this trip is that the U.S. does not seek to contain China or force its values on it. Many Chinese welcome that message, but they don't necessarily trust it. Beijing resident Yu Baoping stops to comment as he exits a bookstore. He says the president's humble approach is a shift in tactics, not aims.
This humility is kind of posed. Of course, as America's president, he has to protect American interests, and I suspect that could harm China's interests. For example, he slapped high duties on imports from China, and this has had a big impact on us.
Beijing-based blogger Zhao Jin acknowledges that President Obama is charismatic, but he sees little difference between President Obama's China policies and those of his predecessor.
Chinese people's opinion of him will only change when he does things that bring substantial benefits to U.S.-China relations, such as refusing to meet with the Dalai Lama, stop taking protectionist trade measures, and stop selling arms to separatist forces such as Taiwan.
Last year, Zhao Jin founded Anti-CNN, a website devoted to exposing perceived bias in Western media reports about China. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing invited Zhao to blog yesterday's town hall live, but Chinese organizers had already picked the audience and Zhao didn't get in. Zhao argues that President Obama's use of the internet has won him many online fans in China. But he says he has also created unrealistic expectations of a more friendly United States.
When these fans discover that he can't make good on his promises, the mood on the internet could coalesce very quickly and turn into a force against him.
One online survey by the Global Times newspaper showed that 86% of respondents were indifferent to Obama's visit, while 46% said they disliked the U.S. president. The Global Times is known as a nationalist tabloid, but the poll still suggests a big change since the end of last year, when an online poll by the China Daily newspaper found 75% support for President Obama. Other Chinese, meanwhile, had hoped that President Obama would raise the human rights issue more forcefully with the Chinese government. Pu Zhiqiang is a Beijing-based civil rights lawyer.
I can't say that I don't feel any sense of loss. Over the past decade, I've had to convince myself not to hope that external forces can change China.
Pu is particularly critical of the highly stage-managed town hall events.
This kind of event does not represent the thinking of China's youth. It's the same as previous visits to China by American presidents. This sort of rehearsed performance is disrespectful to our guests and deceitful towards our own people.
Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.